Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society, podcasting for 12 years, blah, blah, blah. Here with an anarchy moment, finally wrapping up. This is part 6 in the series about emotional manipulation. After finishing part 5, which went long, and we got all through it, and we went over, and I got all through it, and we wrapped it up, and I cued the music. We played the music, and then Randy and I did go for a bike ride because it was really nice outside. And we're riding the bike. Well, we're riding the bikes. There were two of them. We're each riding our bike. We're riding the bikes, and Randy's like, hey, you never really fucking finished because you were telling everybody to listen for what was missing, but then you never told them what was missing for the people who didn't get it. I'm like, God damn it. You're right, I didn't. So I didn't really finish. So here we are in part 6, where I'm going to fill you in on what was missing in case you didn't figure it out. Through this entire blog post, through all of this nebulous language, through all of this emotional manipulation, and as I think about it, there's more things missing, but they all accumulate to the one thing. So there's two things that are missing. Number one that's missing, there's no sort of empirical data. And the next thing that's missing is there's no actual content. There's no specific information being conveyed. And here's what I mean by this in the end. This is the accumulation. This is when I say to you, listen to all of this, read this. What is missing? Here's what's missing. Her assertion in this blog post is, as it says here, women of the world, I'm dropping shit. Of course, that's what I do. Hang on. It's part of my shtick is dropping things while I'm recording. The women of the world are hurting right now. Right? It is opening a conversation that is needed to be blown apart for thousands of years. The presidential election is triggering women around the world in ways that need to be expressed. This conversation is not easy. That is why this topic is so important. Throughout all of this, at no point does she actually say, and this is the brilliance of the emotional manipulation. This is exactly like Obama saying the word change. At no point does this fat feminist cunt actually tell us what this conversation is about, this conversation that's needed to be blown apart for thousands of years. At no point does she actually explain what is triggering these women. At no point does she specify what this topic, which is so important, actually is. At no time does she explain why the women of the world are hurting. If you just came out and said, the topic that needs to be talked about is Donald Trump says he grabs women's pussies. Okay, at least that's specific. You know, if she said the topic that has needed to be blown up for thousands of years is Donald Trump telling Megyn Kelly to shut her mouth and change her tampon. Okay. Throughout this entire, she never specifies what the fuck she's talking about. It's exactly like an Obama speech. It's a bunch of words. All the words have meanings if you look at them in a dictionary. But she puts them together in a way that has no meaning. We have no idea what the fuck she is talking about. Absolutely none. What is it that Donald Trump has done specifically? Well, he's racist. Okay, that's not specific. Okay, Donald Trump took a rifle and shot a black man in the head, called him a nigger, and then urinated on his dead body. See, that is specific. To just come forth and say Donald Trump is a racist and I'm triggered, oh, nobody gives a fuck. Because the word racist doesn't mean anything. You can't define the word racist. Everybody is racist according to you. Nobody gives a fuck about being called a racist anymore, at least not anybody with anything resembling a ball sack. And the same goes for sexist and homophobic. These are the nebulous words that you use in order to avoid explaining exactly what the fuck it is that's triggering you. Donald Trump is a sexist. Okay, he might be. Give me an example of his sexism. Well, he told Megyn Kelly to shut up and change her tampon. Okay, that may or may not be sexism, but you didn't give me that example in this. All you did is whine about how men are flawed and men need to do things for you and men need to fucking manage your emotions for you and you're so triggered and you've been raped. None of this shit is anything anybody other than you gives a fuck about. All of this whole thing is just his giant dose of emotional manipulation with no fucking specific content anywhere in sight. And this is the sort of emotional manipulation that the statists use in order to get what the fuck they want. And this is not, again, this is not confined to left-wing statism. Right-wing statism can do this as well. It's just that what we have here is an example of it from the left. And we're going to get a lot more before it's all said and done. This also highlights the difference between the way men communicate and the way women communicate. Men communicate specific information. Women communicate feelings. Now, important, a good thing about listening to this, and if you listen to the two previous episodes of Stating the Obvious, in which I go through and I analyze this sentence for sentence, if you understand how these sentences are formed to access emotions without presenting any type of specific information that can be agreed or disagreed with, right? Again, for example, there's a lot of stuff here. None of this can really be disagreed with, right? When you say the women of the world are hurting right now, well, every woman has emotions and some of them are hurting about different things. You can't really disagree with that because it's nebulous, right? If you say there's 13 women on Main Street who have hangnails, right? You can go to Main Street. You can verify or disprove that there are 13 women with hangnails, right? I know that's a fucking weird example because I just pulled it out of my ass. But that's some data that you can verify or not verify. These things like the feminine collective needs your masculine support. That's not information. That's just words. That's emotions. Avoiding the issue is letting her down. That's just emotion. Right? Now is an important time to let her know you care. That is why this topic is so important. This conversation is not easy. Many people, men and women alike, are avoiding it. Well, we don't know what the conversation is, so we can't verify whether or not many people, men and women, are avoiding it or not. Right. This all is just emotions. It's just these statements of I have emotions, which cannot be denied. Yes, you do have an emotion. Yes, you feel unsafe. Yes, you think you were sexually violated. Yes, Donald Trump scares you. Yes, you have been triggered. Yes, these are your emotions. But none of this means anything to anybody who isn't you. Now, think about listening to this language. This is how women communicate. They communicate about their feelings and their emotions and intangible stuff. And if you want to get women to spread their legs and fuck you, this is how you need to communicate with them. One of the reasons why I recognize this for what it is all my years of listening to Ross Jeffries, because he talks about these languaging patterns in his speed seduction stuff about how to bang women. This is how he teaches you to communicate with women, by talking about emotions, by saying things that don't mean anything and allowing her to put her own meaning on it. Just like I explained to you in here, where, bum, 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 where is it? Like this thing, the part about where someone she believes in doesn't believe in her, the man she believes in makes her feel unsafe. Is the author talking about Trump, or is the author talking about you, the man who's reading it, right? It can be either or. It's this nebulous language that allows the person who's receiving the language to put their own meaning upon it. And because in our minds, we don't fight the meaning we put upon something. We accept that because it has come from us. This is the languaging pattern, the languaging patterns that Ross Jeffries teaches men in order to get women to spread their legs and fuck them. Because this is how women talk. They talk with sentences that don't mean anything in any kind of empirical sense. And this is why men are baffled by attempting to communicate with women, because we talk about shit. We talk about stuff. We talk about empirical facts. That guy threw the ball 17 yards, and then this other guy caught it and he ran 23 yards. Donald Trump got fewer popular votes, but he still won the election, right? These are things we can confirm. How many popular votes? What is a popular vote? Okay, great. Who ran? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. We can confirm this. How many popular votes did each one get? The numbers are actually made up because every vote doesn't count, but still, we can get a number, right? Donald Trump still won because of the Electoral College. We can confirm this. These are empirical facts. These can be confirmed. Women talk about, well, Donald Trump triggered me. I was sexually assaulted when I was younger or whatever. What does sexually assaulted mean? That could mean anything. Did a man put his wee-wee inside you without permission, or did he just look at you while you were walking down the street? Sexual assault could be any of those things or anything in between. Women talk about emotions. On top of that, the next level in which to look at this stuff is what this is. Remember, what this woman does is she gets men to pay her money so that she can tell them how to communicate with women, help them communicate with women, as beta males, of course. Ultimately, what this entire blog post is, this is a sales pitch. She's just trying to make money. Because, of course, capitalism is evil. And that's why she wants people to give her money. Part of the reason this is so nebulous is because it's an attempt, ultimately, to get men to buy her service. This is to persuade men via emotional manipulation, not only to vote for Hillary Clinton, but to persuade men via this emotional manipulation that she's this wise, understanding woman who gets what's going on in the mind of every woman on the planet Earth. And if you pay her, you will get access via her to an understanding of every woman on the planet Earth. And that is a fantastic sales pitch. When your target audience, and I do mean target, is white knights and beta males.